Hey, I'm done taking a bath. So the water was really cold. I tried to use your heater, but it looked like it was broken. But that's okay. I enjoy cold baths too. It's so cold. Hey? They're sleeping already. They probably fell asleep while I was in the shower. Should I sleep beside them? I mean, I can sleep on the couch, and there's pillows over there too. I should text my friends and tell them about where I am. Hey, Lena. I'm alright, still alive. Guess what? I am with my date right now and... Lena! Hey! Hi! Yeah, hi, I'm okay. Yeah. Oh, it went well, surprisingly. I know, I did not expect it either, but what do you know? Life is full of surprises. No. Actually, I'm not gonna be able to make it home. I mean, it's past midnight. It's way too late to travel home now. Hey, this is your fault, okay? You were the one who chose that fancy restaurant. I should have known. Who on earth throws a party at that kind of place? I mean, yeah, that's possible, but it wasn't the kind of party that I had in mind. And no one told me about a date. But thanks. Yeah, I'm actually staying in my date's place right now. Well, they offered. Also, I can't believe I'm saying this, but thanks for setting me up with them. I'm not gonna share any details yet. Oh no, it looks like I woke them up. Hey, sorry. Did I disturb your sleep? Lena, I've gotta go. Yes, I will update you, and I will spill all the details when I get back, okay? Now go. Cliff is probably in his boxers right now, waiting for you. Okay, bye, Lena. Hey, you up? Yeah, my friend called. Sorry about that. It looks like I woke you up. And, I was wondering, should I sleep on your couch? I mean, that's absolutely okay with me. Yeah? You want me to sleep on the bed beside you? But are you okay with it? Because, you know, I'm a stranger and all that. Don't you find it weird? No, of course not. I am absolutely not going to do whatever it is that you're thinking of. So I guess I'm just gonna lay down beside you. Yeah, of course. I'm comfortable. Your bed is warm and cozy. How about you? Are you comfortable? I mean, I did interrupt your sleep. Sorry about that. Okay, if you say so. No, I'm not really sleepy. What about you, though? Oh, long day, huh? Yeah, I get it. I've had an exhausting day too, but luckily you're there, so I'm really glad that we got along. And sorry about the kiss earlier. Well, because you might find it weird, do you? Okay, well, I don't find it weird either. I guess it's just a little strange. I mean, I haven't kissed anybody in a while. I was actually worried that I might have sucked at it, but your reactions earlier confirmed that I'm not the only one who enjoyed it, so... What? Do I want to kiss again? I mean, sure, but only if you want to. Oh, you're leaning close to me. I guess this is the part where we kiss again? By the way, I am actually curious about your friends. Like, tell me about them. I mean, why they set you up for a blind date? Because my friends definitely had their own reasons. Seriously? That's it? You lost in a game? And they said that whoever loses gets set up for a blind date? Oh, it was a surprise. They thought that it would be funny to set you up. Alright, I see. Well, that is funny. But look, your date went well, so... My friends? Well, their reason, according to them, they set me up because they felt concerned for my well-being. Remember when I mentioned that I'm not into dating? Well, they were worried that I might be closing my doors for romance. Yeah, it's just that since my last ex and I broke up, well, I'm not gonna deny that I did feel scared of dating and romance in general. Yeah, he was a jerk, to say the least. It wasn't super awful, but he was too controlling. And he had a lot of issues. There was this one time that we had this petty argument on our way to his friend's party. Then when we got there, he was so mad that he purposely poured a drink on my shirt. Yeah, I know. It was very ridiculous. And a lot of people saw that, and God, it was so very humiliating. I hated that. Well, I excused myself after that to change, and then someone offered me their hoodie, so I wore it. And then when my ex saw me wearing that hoodie, he just... Let's just say that it really pissed him off. Well, he walked out on me. Yeah, he left. Mm-hmm. It was very awful, especially because I barely knew anyone at that place. I mean, it was his friend's party. Like, who does that, right? He could have at least told me that he was so pissed off that, you know, he wanted to go home, but no, he left without telling me. And I had to find out about it through the host of the party. Yeah, thanks for the sympathy. That actually triggered my agoraphobia. Luckily, though, that same person who offered me their hoodie was there, and they also tried their best to comfort me. It's kind of funny. They saw me again after lending their hoodie. And God, I wish I had stayed for longer, though. I didn't get to thank them for what they did. I think the hoodie was red and black. I'm not sure. I think it also had some symbol on it, like on the back. I can't remember much because I also took that hoodie off and left it at the party, you know, in case the owner was looking for it. But why'd you ask? Yeah, it was that symbol. Wait, how'd you know about it? You mean you're that person from the party? No way. No, I mean, I would have recognized you right away. I mean, at the date earlier. But, oh, right. They were wearing some sort of mask. You mean to say that you are the same person who not only gave me their hoodie, but also comforted me when I was on the verge of a panic attack? Okay, well, wow, I'm speechless. But I swear, I remember that you were also wearing glasses that night. Oh, I see. Okay. So, how come you didn't recognize me earlier at the restaurant? I think it's a little absurd that we didn't recognize one another. You were too drunk to recall the face of the girl that you helped that night? I see. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I was also a little tipsy that night. So, does your friends know that, like, we know each other? Like, did they set you up on purpose? Or was it totally random? Oh, it was random. Well, what are the chances, right? I think we're meant to be. But seriously, wow. It's kind of too coincidental. I don't know. That's a weird coincidence, but I'm not complaining. If anything, I'm actually glad that you were my blind date. I know for sure I'm in good hands. I knew there was something about you that drew my attention. You really are something. Something good, I know for sure. Yeah? What's that? Yup, that is my ex's name. How did you know? Do you guys know each other or something? Oh, you worked with him for a couple of months. Okay, so you know that he got suspended from his job. Wait, in your current job or... Oh, so that was a few months ago. Oh, more than a year ago. Pretty long. So, you know about his attitude. You're aware of the jerk that he is. Yeah, sorry about him. Oh, and actually, now that you bring that up, why were you at that party that night? What? I was wondering. Okay, sorry. That might have come out in a different way. You didn't? Okay, I'm just wondering. So, what else do you want to talk about? Actually, aren't you sleepy yet? You did say that you had a long day at work. What's that? You want to talk more with me? But haven't we spoken enough already? You want to spend more time with me? Oh, someone's being clingy. Hey, are you okay? What's the matter? Why did you go quiet? It's okay. I'm all ears. You can tell me anything. What is it? Oh, no. Hey, it's okay. I get it. I get lonely too. I understand how you feel. You're not alone, okay? I understand that it can get lonely at times. Especially considering how you said that it's been years since you last got intimate with someone. If it helps, I can stay with you. That's only if you're okay with it. I mean, since I'm here and we did go on a date, I can keep you company. No, not just for this night, silly. I'm saying that I can stay with you as in, like, we can meet up on a regular basis, you know? Hang out while getting to know each other. Is that okay? Alright, so would you mind sharing what you're thinking of? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aw. Do you want to talk about it? Of course. I'm willing to listen. I did say that I want to stay with you, so go ahead. After years of not having romance in your life, you feel like you're never gonna find someone? Like, you're never gonna have a romantic partner? And you're scared that you might be right about that feeling? Okay, listen to me. I know we barely know each other, but I'm sure that you're going to find someone great. I mean, come on. You even took care of me that night my ex caused a scene at your friend's party. And look, I'm not entirely sure either if this is going to work long term. Whether it does or not, we're gonna focus on the present, okay? For now, I want you to know that I am by your side. Of course, I want to stay. I wouldn't offer it if I didn't want to, right? I just want to be here, by your side. Not just to keep you company, but I also want to try and make you feel loved. Why? Because you deserve it. And even though we don't know much about each other, that I know for sure. You deserve to feel loved, and you are. I'm sure that you are. You want to kiss me? Go ahead. I don't mind. I feel like both our friends would be happy to hear about this. By this, I mean us. 'Cause I'm pretty sure that what's going on here is getting deeper, right? Or maybe I'm just enjoying your company so much. Is that even a question? Yes, of course, I enjoy your company. Heck, why would I make out with you this much, huh? For the record, I'm not so into kissing, but here I am. Smothering your face with kisses. This is your fault. Because you made me want to kiss you. You're silly. I wonder how far we're going to make it. Me too. I hope it lasts long. I hope we last long.